I'm here.
Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Black Caesar and the Friends Show, where it all goes down, guys. I'm happy everybody tuned in tonight. Glad to have you. We're going to have a really, really great show. This is a repeat of last week because we had some technical problems going on last week. The show went completely down. You guys know it. You guys were on the phone with me. So, hey, guys, if you guys were listening in last week and the show went down on you, hopefully it won't go down this week. We got Ms. Shunder Lawrence on the phone. We also got Ill Will on the phone. We got my man Problem 13 on the phone. So we're going to see what's going on with those guys. But first of all, let me bring up my co-host, Redneck Willie. Where you at, Redneck Willie?
Hey, Caesar, I'm up here cooking me some damn biscuits and make it right quick.
Okay, Willie, you cooking dinner. You cooking your lunch, your dinner for the day, huh?
I'm about to go out here. I'm about to cook real quick, and I'm going to go out here and look to see if I got some more moonshine out here I can sell tonight. I got to make some money to pay you that damn rent money.
Oh, okay, brother. You don't got your rent money this month again? Damn, man. What's going on with you, man?
Damn, you're robbing the hell out of me. I can't keep up with this damn rent every time it's like I pay you. Damn it, you got another bill coming at me.
Hey, man, rent is due every month, man. You mean you ain't get your rent this month? Like you didn't last month? Like you didn't the month before that?
See, look, I'm telling you, every time I gave you some moonshine, see, I thought, damn, sure, that was rent. I was giving you rent right there. I mean, what the hell is going on with you? I mean, damn, I do you a favor. You can't do me a favor and hold up on the damn rent for me.
You know what, man? You know what, brother? Since you complain like every episode, you always complaining. I'm going to let you slide this month, man. So you got you a free pass to do whatever you want. Buy all the moonshine you want. Get your moonshine distilleries together because you need to get your money together, brother. So I'm going to let you get your money up. Let you re-up this month, all right?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, if you tell me something stupid, hey, check it out. If you say something stupid on the phone right now in front of the whole audience, I'm gonna put that rent back on you, all right? So,
hey,
I think
you better
leave it alone.
Caesar, I got 13 problems, Caesar.
Wow, okay, brother. I got you, man. I got 13 problems.
And they root for the deep, dirty South. I'm serious, Caesar. I'm telling you, I've been listening to this guy's music. And my people are really scared about this guy. This guy really got some good music out there. He's really influencing a lot of people out there. And I'm just...
Yeah,
I'm just scared that he might not like me, Caesar. I don't know.
Oh, Problem 13? You talking about Problem 13, huh?
Problem 13. I don't want him to get on me on this other night, you know. I'm going to try to send him some moonshine if you'll drink some, but I don't think the Muslims drink anything, so, you know.
Hey, do what you got to do, man. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to be right back for our audience so we can get into this interview, brother. So get ready for it, man. Get yourself ready for that. All right?
Hey, Caesar, you think you'll send me a piece of bean pie out there?
AK. Yeah. New world. Yeah, it's a new day. Right up in that face, that AK-47 spray. Right about the shower, that son of man late. Preparing for the night, so yeah, we working all day. Yeah, we working all
lot of people behind you because they come in and kill, and I'm a R.I.P.
part of his will, but still.
7 be looking like they hell.
Right up.
No routine be looking like they some hell.
Right up.
That's why I ain't going back to being broke.
No,
that's why I ain't going back to being broke. No, okay. Number 7 be looking like they hell.
Right
up. No routine be looking like they some hell.
Right up.
That's why I ain't going back to being broke.
No,
that's why I ain't going back.
Okay, 4-7 on the brain,
right.
Domination is the aim,
right.
Pockets overflowing, money, highly doubt you hear some change,
no.
Never doubt the change is coming, hand it over, torch and flame, can I go by K-Dub if I forgot to say my name, I'm from that city where they'll have to rob you for your chain, and think twice before you walk about the crib without a thing, all your hippies walls is quick to spin a couple at your brain, you can call me K-Dub if I forgot to say my name, never walk with fit because I hear what sits it out, couple days you go unmissing, then next week you go unmentioned, we accustomed to the killings, man, out here this shit's insane. Can I go by K-Dub if I forgot to say my name? Walking round the king, you better stay up on your toes. And I can see the chick up in you, boy, today you get exposed. And I got your game frozen like you rappers trying to pose. And try to catch me while I'm sleeping, thanks to you I never doze, bud.
4-7 be looking like they hell. Raising the regime be looking like they some hell. Raises, I swear I ain't going back to being broke. No, I swear I ain't going back to being broke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. AK-47 Kings, that's what it is. Hey guys, check it out. We're gonna bring my girl Shonda Lawrence up and talk to her a little bit because she's having problems tonight. So we're not gonna keep her too long. We're just going to see what's going on with her. What's up, Shonda? Where you at, baby?
I'm right here. What's going on, Caesar?
Oh, you sound so miserable, man. I'm sorry that you sound bad, that you're feeling bad, darling. What's alienating you?
I have no idea. I'm assuming it's something I ate because I am just sick to my little stomach.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Well, you know what? We're not going to keep you that long on the phone, Ms. Shonda. We're just going to keep you for a few minutes. Now, you're an aspiring actress. You have your own show. So can you tell me a little bit about your television show you have?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of them. Which one? I'm working on something now.
Okay.
I'm working on something now for the Sci-Fi Network called Technopolis. This one is totally different. I think the guys are really get a kick out of this because they keep me in tight leather spandex the entire series. So
yeah.
I think the fellas will get a little kick out of that.
Yeah, we will. Okay. Okay, now, I want somebody else to ask you a question, doll, because I talked to you like last week and then we were shut down in the middle while we were having our conversation. So this week, hopefully I'm going to pray that nothing happens. So I got some people out here. I got Bicycle Tony, IMT Glass, Green Leaf, and Willie the Redneck. So they're going to ask you some questions. I think I'm going to get Mr. Green Leaf to ask you some questions first. Green Leaf, what's up, brother? How you doing? Green Leaf, what's up, man?
What's up, DJ Black Caesar? How you doing tonight, man?
Hey, you know what, brother? I'm glad you asked. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing better than Shonda, man. Shonda's having a couple stomach problems over there right now. She has a couple issues with her health, man. So I'm going to let you talk to her for a minute, but be nice. Don't make her stomach hurt any worse than it already is. We don't want to upset that volcano and make it lunch on the show. So, hey, Greenleaf, take it away, brother.
All right. How you doing tonight, Miss Shonda?
I'm great, and you?
It's a beautiful night. I'm sorry that you are not feeling to the best of your ability tonight, though. So hopefully you get well soon. So I wasn't on the show last week, so I didn't get to really get to hear what was going on with you. So first I would like to ask you, like, what kind of roles do you take on, or what kind of roles do you prefer in your acting or whatever? Like, inform me about you, because I don't really know too much about you.
I really like to take on versatile roles. There's no specific role that I say I like to take on specifically because basically it's all about when I take on a role, I just like to research my role and live as that person, and then I become that person until the entire time of filming. So there's nothing specifically that I prefer to take on.
All right. So how do you get into the character into the role of the character that you're going to be?
Oh, I mean, I literally, like, do my research, surround myself basically around people that is typically like my character, and I work with my acting coach and just basically live the life of that person, of that character.
All right. So give me an example. So if you were going to be, let me see, it was going to be Shauna the Kingpin, the drug lord, how would you get into that, a character of that nature?
I would surround myself around people, you know, people that I would know, basically, that kind of handle business that way, to see how they actually act and try to take on their role in the environment. Now, I'm not saying I was going to be in a drug lord, but I would, I'm not going to put myself at risk like that. But I would definitely go in and do my best to my ability to take on that role.
All right, I could dig it. I could dig it. So how long have you been acting?
I've been acting since, middle school. I grew up, I started off as a pageant baby and just got into the acting field. I took up drama and arts and dance, so it just always stuck with me, and I wound up taking up a career in finance, but that wasn't where my heart was.
Okay, was the school you went to, did it include all of those arts in that one school?
Yeah,
like theater, drama.
Yeah.
Okay, I can totally relate, because that's the kind of school I went to. I took a visual arts, but they had drama, dance, photography, and theater and all that in my school as well. So, yeah, do you realize how beneficial that was to you now, or do you appreciate that background versus going to a traditional high school?
I really appreciate it because, like, now I have a daughter coming up in the industry, but they don't offer schools with all of those programs in that one particular school as they did when I was coming up in school.
Okay. See, me, myself, I kind of thought it was a little corny at first, you know, compared to a normal high school. But as I got older and got a more passionate about art, you know, I realized how I was blessed to be in that situation. So let me see, Shauna, if I wanted to become an actor, what would I, give me some tips.
Well, my first tip to you is you're definitely going to have to build a tough skin. If you don't have a tough skin, you're going to have to get one, because you can take some very, very harsh criticism, and it gets rough because sometimes you could go to these auditions or casting calls, and they'll talk to you literally like you are a bum on the streets. And always, you know, you got to keep working at your craft. No matter if you do feel you are the best at what you do, always continue to perfect your craft. Take up the courses and continue to follow your dreams.
All right. And let me ask you one more question, because I know you are sick and stuff. We let you go. Don't keep it too long. But since you do have a background in drama, like traditional in theater, I would insinuate, right?
Yeah.
Do you prefer theater acting over movie acting?
No, I definitely prefer the movie acting. There's so much more that goes on behind the scenes with movie and film versus what goes on in theater, and it's like it's so much more that can be done at film than it can be done at theater itself.
All right, give me an example.
Okay, perfect example. I just finished filming a scene for a film called Zombie Cleanup.
Okay.
Now, with this scene, I was a zombie. Initially, I started off as human, and I was transitioning to a zombie. And with me being transitioned into this zombie, it was like, okay, wait a minute. She's on right now, but she needs more blood thrown on her. And I didn't have enough blood. And I didn't have enough blood. So they literally had, like, the makeup artist stand behind the camera and toss the blood onto me while I was mimicking being shot in the head.
Wow. You would never think of things like that, girl. That's crazy, though.
And, I mean, you're not going to see anything like that. You're not going to get to see that in theater.
Yeah, so when
you're
you threw the blood on you, were you, did you flinch or, you know, did it shock you or was you ready or what? Like,
I was ready, but I was more so pissed because when I thought they were throwing it on me, that it was going to go, like, on the clothing, in the face, I wasn't expecting it to be in my hair, in between my breasts, under my arms. Hey. I was just covered in this stuff.
Hey, I'm going to have to check out that film. Is it do you know where you can check that out yet? Where would it be available to the public?
Yes, you want to check with under 10th Voyage Productions, and they're currently still shooting some more scenes for it, but it should be pretty soon.
And you say that's 10th Voyage Productions?
Yes, and it was called Zombie Cleanup.
All right, I got that. Yeah, I'm going to have to check out your acting abilities, Miss Shana. So, I'm
yeah,
not
it's not easy
you.
To pretend you was just shot in the head.
I bet. Or to have blood thrown on you and just keep the beat, you know. So, hey, I'm going to have to check it out, see what scene. Like, yeah, that's when they threw the blood on it right there. So,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love zombie movies, man. That's going to be great for me to see because I love zombie movies. I'm a big zombie fan.
Yeah.
I like all the zombie movies, Walking Dead. I mean, hey, that was the best movie I ever put my eyes on. And then it came out with Dead Walkers. So, hey, I like all of them, man. I'm a big zombie fan. It's going to be fun to see you in a movie, Chandra, somebody that I actually know in a movie. That's going to be real funny.
Hey, Chandra, you didn't come to one of my movies. You drink some of this moonshine, you'd be a walking zombie for real. I mean, we should be getting drunk over here. I'm telling you, everybody be stoned over here. I'm serious. We be... We're drinking the moonshine, the bean pie over here. I got the bean pie to get that moonshine out of my system over here, and I'll be having stomach problems
yeah.
too.
Wow, okay, man, that's what's up. Hey, Chandra, I know that you've been in some magazines. Can you tell me a little about your magazine work that you've been in?
Oh, yes. I've been featured in Vibe Vixen magazine. I've been featured in The Hype magazine. I've been featured in 612 magazine. There are so many more. The list goes on. And
wow.
I have a few other upcoming features I'll be expecting to hear back from soon.
Cool. That's what's up, man. We really appreciate you coming on the show with us tonight, Chandra, even though you're down and out and a little bit ill will. Hey, you're ill will. Okay. Hey, no, a little bit down and out, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. But we got my man ill will. I was just making fun of you, dude. You already know. I mean, hey, you don't have a song on the show, do you? You don't have any music that you want to play?
No.
Okay. I got you. So you're not the singer, just the actress.
Yeah, just the actress and model.
I guess.
Bing bong.
What's up, Bicycle Tony?
Yo.
Hey,
what's
you got
going
a question for my? You got a question for my panelist, man? You got a question for my doctor?
I was just checking out the IMDb joint. You know what I'm saying? Where you find the flicks and I was like, man, that's what's up, man. I love zombie flicks. I want to see Club Patron though. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it sounds like, you know, Shauna might have been doing her thing in the club or something like that, and I got interested, man. I'm trying to see that. Who that?
It's the big
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Wow, I want to see that shit, man.
You said the guys would get interested in that, then you shut
up. I'm trying to be a dancer and all that, you know what I mean? Sound like fun. I'm about to go check that out right now, man. I'll be right back. Shout out to Sean, shout out to you, though, my man. Word, much success to you. You're beautiful, look like you're doing your thing. God bless you, man, for real.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bicycle Tony. We appreciate that. Hello, IMT Glass. What you doing, baby?
I'm saying, I've been sitting here like, yikes, I'm missing all the questions, missing talking to everybody. What's up, everybody? Hey, I missed y'all last week. What's up?
Yeah, we missed you last week.
Nah, I had some issues last week. My sister got sick. I had to run her to the hospital.
Okay.
It was like all bad.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this?
Shut up, William. What's up?
Oh,
yes, it's
Andrea. I think I know who the hell it is right now. I'm
going to say, you know who that is. What?
I'm going to say, William.
Let me say hi to our guest. Hi, Miss Chandra. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you feel better. You sound like me. Today is just not a good day, but I definitely wanted to make sure I spoke to you and got that in.
Oh.
I did have a question for you, though.
Okay.
Go ahead, Glass.
All right. I know you said your new stuff that you're working on is on the Sci-Fi Network and whatnot, and I'm not really sure if everybody's familiar with all the movies and the shows that they have going on, but I know when I watch it, I like to laugh a lot. It has a lot of, like, comedic effort to a lot of what goes on, even, like, with the horror, scary stuff. So can we expect
mm-hmm.
that from what you're working on, a lot of comedic relief in it, or is it really going back to, like, traditional, like, horror or suspense type stuff that's going on?
No, it's a comedy horror. It is definitely a comedy horror. it's very funny, but it has that horror side to it. And then there's another project that I'm working on with them also, but this one is more so like it's going to be on the verge of a scripted reality.
Oh, okay. That's dope. That's dope. And how did you link up with Sci-Fi at all?
What happened was I was initially working with the owner of 10th Voyage Productions before he actually, you know, became major into his production, and he was doing little projects here and there and was shopping them around, but it wasn't really going anywhere. But I agreed, you know, to assist him and work on his projects with him for free. And it just so happened he got with Dark Elf Casting, and they wanted to cast his two shows, and they wanted to go ahead and shop them, and the Sci-Fi fell in love with them.
That's dope. That's really dope. And Dark Elf Casting, where is that out of, or can you tell us more about that firm?
Dark Elf Casting is their a production company. They do a lot of the casting for shows that are on Sci-Fi. They deal mainly with Sci-Fi.
Okay.
And the producer and the owner of 10th Voyage were working together, and they just wound up linking up with each other and wound up bringing me in. He saw my loyalty as something that was a
good.
He wanted to repay me for my loyalty and standing by him when there wasn't nothing really going on.
For real.
Well, congratulations to you. That's dope. Hey, that's really, really, really dope. I'm going to look out for everything that you got going on, especially on Sci-Fi, so I can get a quick little laugh. But congratulations. That's major.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so
much. I'm done. I know you're sick.
Yeah, I'm trying to get her in a movie.
I want a movie.
You want a movie?
Yeah, I'm trying to book you, girl. You know, so I was looking at the pictures. I said, damn, she's better than 10 Killers in Black. We got to watch her shit. You know what I mean?
Hey, Michael, the Tony, shut up.
I'm good. Whoa, we got to get that right there, son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
money, I guarantee it'll be worth it.
Club 40 ounce, because I ain't got money like that for the Patron. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to do the remake and all that. Club 40 ounce. I mean, make a bounce.
Club 40 ounce. You could at least downgrade it to Cuervo, man. Like, seriously. Cuervo's about half a bottle of Patron. You could at least keep it licorice.
I can't even sell Cuervo. You know what I'm saying? But I know 40 is a 4 and a 0. You know what I mean? And we good.
I'm gonna tell you something though. I'm gonna tell you, I make that moonshine, but I'm gonna tell you about that Cuervo and that Patron and all that. That's poison to you. I'm serious. It's making your old just insane in the damn head, or you know, just messing with blood.
It's poison to who? It's poison to me, or poison to the world?
You don't drink.
It's poison to every damn body.
Poison to everybody.
I'm about to market this moonshine. It look like water, so I'm gonna bottle some water. You know, make a little. You know, tell everybody it's moonshine. I'm gonna bottle it up so I can make some more money, like pay Caesar's damn money.
I don't think anybody's going to be looking to quench their thirst on moonshine. You're going to have to give it a better title.
He got a good little thing going there, IT Glass. He got a good little thing. He got orange juice, a little cinnamon in it, some sugar. He got a good thing going right
now. I think I'm the only person that didn't get a care package yet, so I need that in my life ASAP.
Find me on Instagram at Assurity25. You can also go for exclusive pictures to my website at www.shaunalawrence.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaunaLawrence.
Cool.
That's
cool.
ShaunaLawrence.com.
One thing, Caesar. Shauna, I gotta say this before you think you're going anywhere. You can find me on the corner of 182nd and the Grand Concourse, you know what I'm saying? If you're in the vestibule, you know what I'm saying? I'll be right there with you.
Hey, bicycle, hold on, man.
He means it.
Don't tell a female, man. Bicycle, don't tell a female.
Hey, yo, mind your business, nigga. I'm trying to do my motherfucking shit, nigga. You better shut up on that. Man, what the fuck wrong with you, nigga?
This dude told me to mind my business.
Man, Shauna Banner is a killer.
I got you, man. Miss Sundra, I'm going to tell you like lady. It was nice having you on the show tonight. We appreciate you stopping in, even though you were down, in the weather. But guess what? You're an actress. You can pull it off. So I'm glad you did. Thank you, and we salute you for coming on the show tonight. And I can't wait till the zombie movie comes out so I can check you out.
What day is that coming on again?
So
I can make sure to check it out.
Check it out.
This fall. Okay.
Oh, in the fall. Got you. I'm definitely on it for sure.
I'm falling already. You know what I'm saying? It's already falling me. You know what I mean?
Thank you, guys. Well, Miss Shonda, look, here's the deal, Miss Shonda. I'm going to let you go because I know you got things to do. You got to get in the bed and get yourself all nice stuff to get you a little rest and, get in the bed, get you a little Carter, get you a little tonic, and we'll get Willie to send you some moonshine soon.
Oh,
and a 40 ounce.
So much.
Okay, Miss Shonda, we'll let you go now, and we're going to get
all
up
right
with my guest, Ill Will. Bye-bye, Miss Shonda.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Ill Will, where you at, baby?
Yeah. I'm feeling like a zombie right now, man.
Yeah.
I got blood being poured over the plate, being shot in the head. I got to go check that movie out, too.
I got my little 2-year-old baby listening to the show. I can't let y'all curse because they just said the MF word and I got to go in and beat his ass real fast.
You said you can't let us curse.
Okay. Hey, y'all do that cursing. Y'all influencing my baby. He's 3 years old. He's that damn curse. I'm about to go beat his ass. So he said the MF word. He heard that damn bar took a shoulder, sir.
My bad. I thought, you know, I thought Willie the Redneck kid was already messed up.
Okay, guys, check it out. Man, Ill Will, what's up, Ill Will?
Man, you already know, man.
Somebody has their computer on. They need to cut that off because I'm getting a lot of feedback out here. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Wow.
A lot of feedback.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Turn your phones off. I'm about to mute you guys out,
all right? Hey, you'll turn your phone over, so he's about to mute you guys off,
all right? Okay, I got to
turn your computer off, man. Turn that computer off.
Hold on. Let me see what it is. Hold on.
Hey, problem 13, you still there, buddy?
T-Glass, I just took mine off of it, so, yeah, somebody else, not me.
Yeah, I don't got a computer right now. I'm broke.
Yeah, I got mine muted.
Okay, when I did Bicycle Tony, everything went off. So Bicycle Tony was you, nigga. It was you, Bicycle Tony.
Bicycle Tony always fucking shit up.
Damn,
so
man. What the hell is wrong with Bicycle Tony, man?
I'll tell you what it is. Oh, he's on that website. Remember, he's going to look at ShaunaLawrence.com. He's on ShaunaLawrence.com.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be talking about my buddy, Bicycle Tony. I'm serious.
I can talk about Bicycle Tony. That's the homie. That's the homie. I'll talk about you, too, William.
Hey, Bicycle,
I got you.
Hey, check it out, guys. I got Bicycle Tony back on. Hold on for a second. Let me check and see if everything's cool. Bicycle Tony.
Hey, sir.
Maybe he hung up.
No, that wasn't me, man. That shit wasn't me, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened on my last bid, nigga. I'm not guilty.
You're not guilty.
Okay.
Hey,
not
you're not guilty.
That wasn't Bicycle Tony. Sorry, Bicycle Tony. That wasn't you. Okay. I got you.
I'm not guilty, man.
Hey, Caesar.
That
probably was T-Plastic. That could have been T-Plastic. You better check her line.
You said T-Plastic. What happened to being nice to me, William? Straight up.
That's why I mess with the people I like. I call them nicknames. Like Caesar.
I know. I thought you gave me one already. I thought it was something else, not tea plastic. I'm definitely not plastic,
okay,
yes. Baby.
Can I get on my interview with my guy, Ill Will?
Absolutely.
I mean, enough is enough. All right. Ill Will.
How you doing?
hey, man, I'm so sorry, man. They're having a lot of fun out there, man. So
everybody's zombied out right now. Everybody's zombied out.
Zombied out. Hey, straight up.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you got going on, brother? Because I know who you are, but can you tell the rest of the world who you are?
Well, basically, I'm a DJ, but I go beyond being a DJ, you know. And
yeah.
Basically, what I do, you know, besides my DJ career that I, you know, I do on the venues and clubs and parties, I promote independent artists.
Okay.
And I do that through a company that I put together back in 2008 called Ill Entertainment. And what I mean by that, everything that I put there has got to be ill. And it's got to entertain.
Right.
Video, whether it's their music, whatever's going on, their models and things like that. And I support 100% independent artists. So I put out mixtapes.
Right. I do know that. I've been seeing what you do. I've seen the website. The website is spectacular, man. You got all those videos on there, all that stuff on there, man, your homepage. You have a lot going on, man. I love it. I love everything you got going on right now, Ill Will. You're also a top 100 mixtape DJ that you didn't even know about. until I told you. You didn't even know that.
So much going on here, right?
Yeah, right, right. You got so much going on, you really can't keep up with it. Just like I'm not bragging, but I'm gonna say the same thing goes for me because I have stuff that people tell me about like all the time. They're like, "Dude, you see this? Did you see that?" So I understand the reason why you didn't see that because you have too much going on and you're not really focused in that area. So it's no big deal that you didn't see that. But it's always good when you have people out there to tell you, "Hey, did you know that you were top 10, top 100 most? You're top 100 in the world right now, man, with mixtapes." So how does that make you feel?
Awesome, because it makes me feel that the artists that I'm promoting are being heard worldwide.
Right,
so
right.
It also makes me feel good knowing that my work is being acknowledged, it's being seen, you know?
Right.
And that's my ultimate
goal. Right. I got you. I can dig that. You've been worldwide for a long, long time, brother. You've been doing this for a long time. You've been worldwide for a long time. I heard about DJ Ill Will back in the days, my man. I think I was living in Chicago then when I heard about you, man. So let me ask you a question. How old are you?
Huh. I come a long way. I'm 41.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, you're right there with me then, brother. I'm 44, so
I'm right next
you're
to
up
you.
There pretty good. Yeah, right. That's good.
I'm not new to this. I started DJing when I was 15 years old.
Okay.
For the Flintstones.
I was 15 years old, doing the little house parties back in Jersey And it's funny that you said about being worldwide because I consider myself a tri-state area, greater New York owns, you know.
Right.
Being said, you
but
know,
the
New York, New York, Connecticut
is
pretty much
you're
where
actually
I'm at.
Worldwide. You're actually worldwide, brother. I mean, people know you all over the world, man. So you are a worldwide DJ.
Well, I do network with some people over in Canada and Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of artists are out there. My boss was chopped it up with a couple of artists in India with their music and things like that. I've done some work for them, you know, promoted some of their music and things. So I'm not limited to the people who I network with. As long as you're serious and strong about your music, hey, listen, I'm also working my way up, too. So I need somebody that's going to work with me, and we're going to get up together.
Right. You do know that Canada and India are not just the world. Those are just some areas of the world. But you're worldwide, brother, so you're limited to a lot more than that.
Hey, you know, I got to look into that. I know my website keeps me tracked of who visits the site and all that stuff. So I kind of got an image of who's seeing me right now.
Right. Hey, do you have a back door in your website?
Yeah, I certainly do. I got a back
door.
Okay, so
you can see other lands and other nations that are actually tuning in to you, finding out who you are, right?
Correct.
So tell me some of the places that people have been checking you out.
Canada, all over the United States, I would say, pretty much.
Okay, I got you.
South America, Europe, you know, when I log in, I see places, you know, minimum, it gives me like a percentage of where, but somewhere down the road, even in Africa, there's a percentage of who visit the website and see what's going on.
Right,
of what's going on in there.
Right. I know a guy over in the UK, my guy Ben Retchford, he's over that way, he's a producer, and I just told him about you like last week, so he's been to your website also. He's been checking you out because he has some things he wants to talk to you about, but I'm going to let him tell you that. So we're going to do some business with you, brother. I'm putting my people on you so they can get some business done with you. But he's listening to you right now. I'm just letting you know he's listening to your interview because he's listening to Problem 13. He's tuning in to check Problem 13 out because Problem 13 is a major artist that's not major. He's major as far as with Muslims, but he's kind of minor to the Christian community. Really, they know who he is, but they don't, you know. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm pushing right now, and that's the kind of brother that I'm going to be working with. But I'm also working with you, man. I push everything you do. I see what you're doing when you're doing it, when you don't even know you're doing it. I go right back behind you and post it up again, bro. I'll post it up again, man, because I like your work, what you're doing, and you deserve to be out there, brother. And I like it because it helps me to get out there, too, especially when there's a DJ promoting another DJ.
Of course.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, we come from the same school of thoughts.
Right, exactly. So, look, check it out, my man. I'm going to let Bicycle Tony holler at you for a minute, and then we're going to move right along. Let my man Green Leaf holler at you, and then we're going to let T Glass holler at you. So we're going to go in that order, and I'm going to let the first man come out. Bicycle, what's up, baby?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
Hey,
Will,
man.
What's popping, homie?
Talk to me, man. I'm here, man. It's a pleasure being on the show, man. You know, like I said, shout out to everybody here and everyone who's listening.
More or less, man. First things first, man. Where you from, Bike? Because I hear some Boricua in your voice, man. I might be wrong.
Puerto Rico. Boricua. You got it right there. 100.
Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing. I see me more. That's what it is, man. I all up here with my Puerto Rock people doing their thing, man, for real. More or less, man, I'd like to know, like, can you give me some names of some artists we might know that you've worked with?
Out of the Tri-State area, you know, I've worked with artists such as Sonic Garat, that's Sonic, he's off in New
York.
I've also have worked with from the Connecticut area, an artist also known by Phil Blunt out of New Haven. I've done mixtapes for him. I've done mixtapes for someone out in Cali.
He went by a certain name, now his Raymond. He's doing also some work. And I've also worked with an artist from New York City, also True Biggs. Definitely was a pleasure working with every single one of them. And just to mention that True Biggs today has been scooped up by 50 Cent and Sony Records, you know.
Nice.
Before.
Nice.
And that was good, you know, that's good to know because it lets me know that at least somewhere down the road I have an ear for some potential artists out there.
Bing, bong, bing. Now, Caesar might laugh, you know what I'm saying, because we do the artist thing, too. Not only do we do the DJ stuff and the radio, but as an artist, man, I like to know what's the talent, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, what do you listen to personally that'll make you want to work with an artist?
When I listen to their music?
Yes, sir.
I listen to what the message that they're delivering, their lyrics. I listen to the most important, again, the message, and I also listen to the production, the beat, you know. I like something unique. I like things with style. I hate to see and hear the same thing over and over again. When I hear something like, okay, it sounds like something I heard before, I put it on the shelf for a little bit, and I come back to it again, and I listen to things. Not that I leave it alone, but I like to see what's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like the message, honestly. You know, and a lot of hip-hop nowadays has forgotten that there's a message behind your lyrics.
For real. I have that same conversation with so many artists and with so many people in the game that it's crazy, you know? It's not all about, you know, shaking that culo, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not all about booty popping, Molly sweating, and, you know? It's not about that.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Because at
I
the end of the day, what are you teaching the youth?
White girl.
What are you teaching this youth today? It's great. You know, it's not about how much money you come out of your pocket. You know what I'm saying? It's who you are and what you're about and what are you trying to deliver, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, not calling you a viejo, you know what I'm saying, but you've been around for a while.
Right.
How long would you say have you been DJing?
I started back when I was 15 years old in New Jersey, back in Lakewood, New Jersey, doing house parties. And that's when I picked up the ear for artists. I had a friend of mine out there that every time I used to, you know, spin, he would ask for instrumental. He would get on the mic. Let me get on the mic. You know, he would just sit there and start spitting some bars. And then I let that go for a while. I got myself into a little jam, you know. So I let the music go for a little bit. Then I came back again back in, I would say, 2004, I started again. I was in Florida for a little while, and I went and I picked myself a little DJ equipment, set something, just to start brushing up again, you know, picking up where I left off, started doing parties out there, 316, birthday, you name it. I was in somebody's backyard. I was in your driveway, you know? I was there. And when I came back to New York City, you know, I was ready. I came back to New York City. I came back to Connecticut, to tri-state area. You know, I started mingling and networking with artists. I started doing, like, little mixtapes at home and just hear me out, you know, passing out business cards, going to bars, venues, trying to do parties and things like that. And that's where I got involved with a lot of independent artists, doing a lot of open mics, showcases, mainly in New York and in New Jersey. I did quite a few. I did a lot of open mics and showcases. So outside of just me doing the parties and the quinceañeros and all the other good stuff, I'm in there, you know, I'm in there with good artists performing live, doing live performances. I'm in there shaking it up, you know, for them.
That's what's up. You still doing that?
Yes, sir.
Nice, that's what it is, man. You know, we from the I'm from the BXNY, man. Love to, you know, I love to check out the website and you know, maybe, you know, you never know. We might need a party done. You know what I mean?
I come to the BX, I'm not too far from you.
Bing bong bing. We also, you know, there's another DJ out there named DJ P the Street King, you know what I mean? And I tell him the same thing, man. I love the parties, man. We need more DJs in parties, real DJs, you know, that you know how to spin them records, man. You know what I'm saying?
I grew up with them vinyls, man.
Yeah, you do the vinyls. That's what it is, man. Where could we find your stuff right now?
Definitely you can Bing me, and you can Google me DJ Illwill NYC. You'll find pretty much a lot of my work there. You can definitely catch me on Twitter at DJ Illwill. Make sure you see that NYC, because we got a couple of DJ Illwills out there. Shout out to them and what they're doing. Definitely go to www.entertainment.net. You will see my work, people that I'm working with. And again, just keep in mind that Ill Entertainment is not about DJ Illwill. Let's make one thing clear. The Ill Entertainment is about the independent artist. But who's
bing,
in
bong,
it entertainment. Doesn't make I don't make Ill Entertainment. They make Ill Entertainment ill. You know? They make it fresh.
That's what's up.
You know,
that's
so definitely.
I got one more question, man. Do you make a presence on your mixtapes? Do you talk on your mixtapes? Do you say anything?
I remember back when Tony Touch, you know,
Capri,
you know what I'm saying, DJ.
Chubb.
I saw DJ Better Love when he was going berserk, you know?
yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. And I figure I listen to a lot of mixtapes, and you don't hear the DJ. You just hear
no,
the
you don't hear him at all.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, for real.
Definitely, you can check out 2013, I warn you. That mixer right there is definitely on fire. Got a lot of independent artists there. Also, in collaboration with the industry and they're just as well, so we don't single nobody out. You know, Rep Your Hood is another project that I just did recently.
I know that one.
Definitely, you can check that out and see, you know, check out my work. I also, shout out to We Grind Hard magazine. I put out a mixtape for them called The Movement Volume 2. Definitely, it's also out there on that PIF. It's also placed on Coast to Coast. It's also on Get Right Music. So it's out there. Wherever I can find
bing,
it, put the mixtape, I'm going to put it out there.
That's what's up, man. I don't want to keep you hostage because I'm going to keep it real. I'm really excited to talk to you right now, maybe a little too excited. I want to go check out your sites right now, so I'm going to mute my phone, man. But it was a pleasure talking to you, man, and I'm going to get at you ASAP. Remember the name Bicycle Tony and DJ Black Steve
hey,
and Frank, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Ill Will.
Talk to me, Caesar.
I got a question for you. When are we going to do a mixtape, brother?
Listen, somewhere down the road, I know I can squeeze, I can rent and stew. I'm always ready to pay my dues, man. So somewhere I know I can squeeze, you know what I'm saying? I pay my dues, man.
DJ,
I work hard.
You're the only DJ that I haven't done a mixtape with yet, man.
I don't understand why that hasn't happened yet. I don't even know why that hasn't happened
right.
yet.
You know what? We need to work on that. That's what we need to work on.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. T-Glass, where you at, baby?
T-Glass is right here, always in the building.
T-Glass, it's all yours, baby.
I'm always right here. How you doing, Ill Will? How you doing tonight, sir?
Good, and yourself?
Well. I think we spoke to you. You called into Miss Bing's show within the past few weeks, right?
I've been on her show, too. That's her. Shout out to Miss Bing. She got something going on, too.
Absolutely. Shout out to Miss Bing. I spoke to you, too. I'm IMT Glasses on her show. I'm her manager. So I talked to you last time you called into our show. So I just wanted to make sure to shout out Miss Bing. Shout out Little Miss Juhara right here in the building. That's my other artist. But I just wanted to definitely reach out to you and say hello again. I spoke to you and asked you some questions the other day, so I don't want to spill the shine. I want to make sure that Greenleaf gets in and speaks to you as well. So I definitely wanted to just say hello and say I'm still following with you, and I still have some things that I'm going to get over to you as well. So shout out to
definitely.
You again.
Okay.
Cool. Well, you heard it, Greenleaf.
And real quick, just so I can write this information down one more time, and just so everybody out there rocking with us can write the information down one more time. If we have music that we want to get to you, even just to listen, not even necessarily just for you to promote or do, you know, the wonderful things that you do for us, if we wanted to get something to you just to listen for your opinion, how can we get that to you?
Definitely submit your music to djillwill71@gmail.com.
Okay.
You're
going to get something from Seven Letters Up tonight, just so you know.
Okay.
But that's dope. Thank you again for rocking with us on the show. Thanks for fucking with us on Star Mob as well.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure being here and networking with everyone.
Cool. Thanks, brother.
Where's your homie Greenleaf?
Oh, I'm here. What's up, Special? How you doing tonight?
Right, whatever. I didn't know if you got to talk to Ill Will. I didn't know if you got to talk to Sarah tonight, so I wanted to make sure I ain't Trump. You know, Special wins all the time.
No, that's cool. Bicycle Tony was asking a lot of the questions I had wrote
all
down.
All the questions. All of them.
Definitely, he took them.
You know the remedy to that one? Don't write no damn questions down.
They go straight up, huh, Redneck Willie? You said you've been DJing since you were 15, right?
Yeah, I started back when I was 15 years old, man.
You done seen a lot of changes throughout the music industry.
Oh, wow, definitely. Definitely, especially in the DJ career. I mean, I remember taking milk crates with vinyls to the party where you're carrying crates in there. Then it transitioned to CDs. So now I have books of CDs and filing books of CDs and making copies of CDs, you know. And just like the vinyls used to scratch up, well, the CD will scratch up too, and you got to figure out a way how to get out of that mess in the middle of a party. You know, I'm saying the transition to the Serato. So, I mean, I've seen quite a few transitions in my work of DJ career life.
So you think that made it a lot easier going to the MP3s, right?
I think so. I adapt to changes. When change is good, why not?
All right. So what are some of the things that you miss from when you first started DJing?
I guess the parties back then when I was DJing, it's not the same as the parties today. That's one thing I can say.
I got another question too when y'all get finished.
I mean, the music that we used to play back then changed. Everything has changed from not only from the equipment, the devices that we're using today, but from the music, from the flow, the style, and the people, the way, you know, things are. A lot of people like to request music wherever you go, and it's okay, you know. And sometimes there were places where you just let the DJ rock and do his thing. Sometimes back in the day, there was no such thing, you know. For me, it was just basically you did the party, you came in there, you had a great time, and you carried on.
All right, so let me ask you this: from the '90s to like the new millennium era or whatever, what would be the go-to song that you know once you put this on, the party is just going to go crazy?
Music-wise?
Yeah,
from
definitely.
The 90s?
Yeah, If you DJ in the party, if you was DJ in the party in the 90s, what would be that
number one
song?
I would throw, well, definitely that Fat Man Scoop stuff, anything with Fat Man Scoop. To me, those were bangers. As far as hip hop's concerned, EPMD. Taking it back maybe to the 80s. I would say maybe like Slick Rick or something like that.
Now, what about now? What would you put on?
Now?
Yeah. What would be the one that just get everybody turned up?
Man, now it's a little hard to say, you know, because a lot of times I was dating at a location here in Jersey City. I just relocated from Staten Island here in Jersey City. And it seems to me like no matter what music you play, the audience is always looking for something else. And you still have everything on your plate. And you could have them have a good time, but there's always something that they're missing. Like, they're looking for some type of feel. I don't know. You throw some 2 Chain on. You could throw that Kendrick Lamar. You know, that 50 Cent. And they're still not satisfied. That I've noticed from, I don't know.
What you mean as far as, like, requests or what?
Well, yeah, as far as requests. You know, you could stand there like, oh, man, you got, you know. And if you don't have a certain song, that's it. You suck.
Hey. Hey, but with the new technology now, you can download it right on the spot.
Oh, of course. That may definitely now. I mean, now with the Serato and then wherever you are, and then what are you looking for? I got it for you. You know, definitely if there's Wi-Fi in the place, if you don't got it right there in your playlist, you're gonna get it. Now there's ways of getting that song right there and then. I'll come back to me later. I got you.
All right, sir. How much indie music do you play throughout your sets? Or do you play majority of, like, major artists during your sets or whatever?
Major artists for the most part. As far as indie music, you know, I do come across and I throw some in there. Like, to me, okay, indie artists, like, for instance, like, to me, I don't know what people nowadays, everything is indie, independent, major. Kid Ink, I may throw some Kid Ink music in there. Things like that. Not artists that have been already been, like, really, but they're well-known already. I played in there. And then when I do that, you know, then I get from the venue saying, oh, you need to, maybe they don't want to hear that. They want more what's on the radio. Certain venues.
Yeah.
I have to do a lot of, especially when I do a lot of open mics. Basically, I do that when I do a lot of open mics and showcases. That's my opportunity to throw that type of music.
Okay. What's your personal preference as far as, you know, what do you listen to when you're in your car?
I like hip-hop. And I like that reggaeton.
Yeah, gotta love that reggaeton, man. I was in Miami.
I love
that reggaeton, man.
I like that reggaeton. I'm not gonna lie. I love hip hop. I love me hip hop. I grew up with that. I love me the R&B. Definitely R&B. I'm open to all kind of music. And when I was in college, I took music appreciation. So I know how to appreciate music, even if it's pop, dance, house, rock. You know, I listen to it because at the end of the day, it's music. It may not be the type of music that I listen to or I may prefer all the time, but I have an ear for it. You know, oh, that's a nice rock song, you know, I can say. Not that I'm going to say, hey, I'll rock it all night long, but it has some sounds, you know, it has a nice flow.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, what would you learn in a music appreciation class? You know, what are some of the topics y'all discuss?
Yeah, I've learned where music pretty much, music goes way back. Music is it pretty much clears the soul, the heart, you know. Music comes from the beginning of time.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I've learned. So I've learned that, you know, if you can appreciate that, then you're going to learn. If you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going. That's a saying. And just learning where music came from and learning, like, wow, how these artists used to just do music just with sounds and instruments, you know, and how things changed, you know. That's why I appreciate music. So like, I got that ear for listen, because, like I said, I don't know. It's just in me.
All right. Well, I ain't going to hold it too much of your time. I want to thank you for having this interview with me or whatever, and I would like to also congratulate you for being one of the top 100 mixtape DJs.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. So, it was a pleasure being in the view. You know, always.
All right, thank you.
I have another question for you.
Yes.
All right, this is an education moment for our listeners out there, and it's really, I just want to get your opinion on, like, publishing. Are you really, I mean, I know you're familiar with it, but are you like, versed enough to converse with me on that real quick on publishing for our listeners out there?
I'm doing what? I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
No, I said I wanted to talk with you about publishing really quickly, and I just wanted to make sure that that's something that I guess you're comfortable talking with us right
yeah,
quick on the
yeah.
air really quickly.
Sure.
Okay, because that's just something that we're working on right now in my camp or whatever. We're getting ready to get our publishing together for a couple of my artists that we're getting ready to put out. And I just wanted to know, in terms of, like, with you being a DJ, and I know you get music from everybody, independent and industry, in terms of for us getting our music out there and really dropping it off to the DJs and everything, is there a firm, I guess, that you would recommend for indie artists, especially to you know, to go through for publishing? Like, I know we do a lot of our publishing is through BMI right now, but I know a lot of my friends go through ASCAP, some go through CSAC, you know, and those are the three majors. So I just was wondering for our listeners out there, if there was one that you would suggest for indie artists to go through more so, or is it just based on your region, I guess?
Like a place where they can publish their music?
Yeah, I was asking,
are you
I guess, what's your preference? What's your preference? Do you have a preference between the three? I'm asking specifically for independent artists who want to get their publishing together, who are really getting serious about putting their music out there.
Okay. I'm not sure if I understand the question right. Independent artists, okay, they got music and they got music ready and they want to get it out there, you know, published, heard. What direction should they take? Who should
yeah,
they
I'm
network
asking,
with?
Do you have a preferred direction that you would suggest independent artists to go down in terms of their publishing, or is it pretty much just whatever? Like, is it? I'm trying to think of the best way to ask it, because I mean, there's so many different layers to it. I guess
for what I'm understanding, the best way to me is pretty much get it out there. You know, you sign up with, for example, let's say it's hotnewhiphop.com. You know,
okay.
You could definitely put your music up in there. There's a lot of independent artists in there who network very heavy. And certain sites where you're going to not only be viewed by only independent artists, but you're going to people from the industry, you know, will go in there and listen. And believe it or not, everybody's listening. You never know who's listening, you know?
Right.
So I would think that you should always find a place with credential, a place that has, you know, that has the movement for you to, you know, put, you know, you don't want to put music in somewhere like, you don't want to blog it or put it in groups or anything that's not really making any movement. If you working hard, then you want to put your music in a place that's also working hard and working hard to push independent artists. Not just working hard for who's out and who's already out there in the industry, but also a place where it's also focused on the independent artist.
Right. That's exactly what I was getting at in terms of, you know, focusing on the independent artist. So that's
yeah.
kind of answering that.
So you want to collaborate. You know, you want to collaborate, and definitely, but, you know, that would be the best. That would be my suggestion.
Right.
That's what I do. I blog, and I try to get into sites where, you know, where the major isn't there and where there's also a lot of independent artists in there, and it being from different viewers, listening from different listeners, you know, because, like, you never know who's listening, who's watching, and who's looking for something
right.
different.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And as a DJ, do you have a preferred genre to spin? Like, do you prefer old school hip hop over new school R&B or even like the 80s rock? Do you like swing all of that in there, or what's your preference?
I play everything. And even though I may have some problems with hip hop today, some of it, I play everything because at the end of the day, I like music. So even hip hop today, I do enjoy. I'm not saying I don't enjoy today's hip hop. I enjoy today's hip hop. You know, what I don't seem to enjoy sometimes is the certain message that deliberate people are getting confused by. You know,
there you go, right?
You know, they want to act upon what they hear, and they're not trying to understand that this is entertainment. This is a business. You know, this is a
Thank
brand.
You.
DJ Ill Will is a brand, and whatever I do when I'm doing mixtape and I'm hosting and I'm shouting out, I'm providing to you an entertainment, but I don't expect for everybody to behave and act upon what's being said, you know? So people need to differentiate that. Take it as just, it's a show, you know, and have a good time with it.
Thank you for saying that, too, about the whole, it's a brand and you represent that and it's for entertainment. I think that's important because I think that is a problem with not even just hip-hop, but just all music in general. It's so saturated right now because everybody's trying to do what everybody's doing as opposed to defining their own brand and really doing it because they love to do it. So I thank you for saying that. I think that was important for our listeners to hear.
Okay.
Cool, cool. Hey, Ill Will, you got a song called, well, you don't have a song. One of your artists has a song. It's called Joe Biggs Light.
Joe Biggs, yeah, Light. Yeah, that's,
what's
that's
that song
about? Joe Biggs. He's the artist that I was talking about who he's about to come out now with an album. I mean, he's coming out with an album, but he's dropping his new single right now featuring 50 Cent, and I know everybody know who Tank is.
Right.
R&B artist Tank. So he is coming out real soon with a new single, and then that single is going to be, Tank's going to be featuring that single and 50 Cent as well. So this track by True Biggs is something that's also going to be going in the album that's his upcoming album.
Okay. Well, we're going to play that song right now, my brother. Let me go to it, and we're about to play it. Give me a welcome here, if you don't mind that song, if you don't mind, dude. This song, the name of the show is the DJ Black Season Friends Show. Give me a drop for the show.
I'm sorry? A drop?
Give me a welcome here for the show. Introduce your song and basically the show.
Okay, well, once again, this is your boy DJ Ill Will. Shout out to DJ Black Season and Friends Show. Right now we got True Biggs on his new single, Light. You already know. We're going to do this to my people in New York City, though.
Hold up in that bed, spot change on my neck. 40 cal on deck, look like I just cashed me a check. Double S, I rep, fresh death in my sweats. Money, power, respect, I make your baby mama get wet. Big Bentley Jigger, just faded that lane. Swerve you fuck boys, and my GPS is locked in on this game. Now I'm fucking true lanes, I'm all about this brand. And I'm going dumb for sure, why he locked down them feds? I'm blowing down, out. Every hour, out. Slinging cocoa by the polo, got that flower, out. We smoke the sumo cum laude, rock my pumas in my pallies. And I'm dreaming about them hotties while I'm thinking about them patties. And my coochie kind of rowdy, but we came to get you hype. We done bought like 50 bodies, but that was something light. And my head up in the clouds, just like a satellite. All I do is blow it down, and all I get is right. Like 100 grams of that granddaddy, like 50 squares of that nose candy, like 200 million, call me Dollar Perry, like put 20,000 in your commissary. That's real. When I bail out, like windows tinted when I peel out, like summertime we bring them wheels out. I'm going ham on these niggas, so let me chill out. Like got 100 bitches, call me Dolomite. Like 200 squares of that China white. Like from 30,000, that was for the night. That's like the cushion already rolled. All I need is a light. Goons on deck, we keep them hammers and we let it go. My main bitch Trinidad, and she got the camel toe. Every time I slide through a hood, I run the Calico. Suckin' niggas hating on the gangster, plus you never know. Take your little niggas with a sitting foe. I done linked up with Nick Piccolo. Now fuck it, I'm about to get some more. Like 100 grams of that granddaddy. Like 50 squares of that nose candy. Like 200 million, call me Tyler Perry. Like put 20,000 in your commissary. That's real. That's real. And if you got your glasses on, you're probably watching TV. Diagnosed swagger beaties, since both were smoking beaties. And y'all was getting money, oh yeah, rest in peace, Tweety. I've been mobbing through the hood, stunting on your niggas. Spent the last couple summers doing numbers on you niggas. And I'm just like Peter Gotti, cause I'm part of the commission. And you niggas get the stitch, and then your kids have come up missing. Call me one IBD, Gambini, Dirty Rocco, Blicky Capo, spit your taco with that choco. Call me Blega Flacco. Tell them PDS the rocks in my G-Shy. Been getting money since the days I had to be spy. Just dropped 100 pies with my Long Island niggas. Crossed the border showing love to my Shallon niggas. Just bought another car, parked it in Jumanji. I put papers in the loop, more swag than Liberace. 100 grams of that granddaddy. Like 50 squares of that nose candy. Like 200 million, call me Tyler Perry. Like put 20,000 in your commissary. That's real, that's real.
Nice, nice, nice. I was digging that, man. Hey, that artist right there was on top of it. Can't wait to hear him with 50 Cent. That's going to be great contributing to your DJing, man. Hopefully he'll bring your credits out and tell them who you are so you can get on with the start of your life, brother, because you're doing a lot of big things out there for a lot of artists, and that's what we like around here at the DJ Black Season Friends Show. Because we try to do the same things. I see that you're doing a thing for the small business online on Facebook. I see you got that going on. And I see you got, like, a lot of votes. You had, like, 100 votes the last time I looked. So that's doing more than spectacular, my brother. So keep up what you're doing, man. I wish you all luck. Hopefully your things start moving off for you in the right way. And I'm just glad to know you, Ill Will. Hopefully you're going to be like one of the next DJ Kelly or something, all right? So we're going to get you out there like that, brother. That's what's up, man. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving ahead. Keep making that noise. Keep making those big CDs. And you're going to be out there pretty soon, dude. So keep doing what you're doing. Hey, if you don't mind, give everybody your social networks one more time so we can get that going. And then you're out of here, brother. You stick around for Problem 13. This guy's going to be something to listen to. So stick around for that. We got him right after you, and the reason I'm shooting for last is because I wanted to save him for last. What's that?
Okay. Well, definitely.
Okay.
You could definitely Google me, DJ Will NYC. You could Bing me. You could catch me on Twitter at DJ Will, definitely NYC. You could definitely catch me on Facebook.com/forwarddjawill71. You can always submit your music to djawill71@gmail.com for reviews, mixtape placements, et cetera. Definitely go check out the website at www.entertainment.net. You can also contact me through there. We have ways you can contact me through there. And that's pretty much it.
Cool, cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I can dig it. I can dig it. Hold on for a minute, man. We got somebody out there that's trying to call in. He's trying to call in. Somebody got off the phone. Okay, now back to you, brother. You got all that going on, so hopefully somebody will get in touch with you. They'll get in touch through me, or they'll get in touch with you straight to your phone number. Hey, did you put your phone number out there? Did you want your information out there like that?
Yeah, I've always I have a contact number that people can reach me directly, leave a message or text me. Even if I can't get to it right there, I'll respond or I'll text back.
Okay.
Definitely you can text me at 203-358-7289.
Okay. You want to give it one more time for the people that weren't listening in the back rows?
Sure, that's 203-358-7289. You can always reach me. You can text me. If you call for whatever reason I miss your call, leave me a message. I will definitely get back to you.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, my brother. Hey, we enjoyed having you on tonight, Ill Will. I was so
humbly. It was a pleasure being here.
Yes, sir. It was a pleasure, man. I'm grateful to you, brother. I'm a humble dude, so I'm grateful to have you on our show tonight, man. You did a wonderful job, brother. Just letting you know.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, where you at? Problem 13. Where you at, Nick?
What's good, homie?
Hey,
what's
good with you, man? What's good with you, brother?
Shit, life. You heard me?
I got you, man. I got you. Hey, Problem 13, for everybody that doesn't know you, can you let them know who you are? Tell them a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
I'm just an underground artist, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do my thing. You know, I'm trying to, I'm not trying to really change the game. I'm trying to burn it down and rebuild it. You heard me? Because right now, the game, how it is right now, it's real fucked up. So I'm trying to burn it down. I don't want to change it. I don't even want the blueprint. You feel me? I want to burn it all down, rebuild it.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I got you.
But right now, I'm in the basement. You know, I'm in the basement. You know, I was in the sewer, but you know, I done climbed out the sewer. Now I'm in the
house.
The only guidance they have is NFL player that they love. That's their idol and their role model. So their baby's coming up,
right,
and they seeing these niggas doing this, and they thinking it's cool. You feel me?
Wow. Yeah,
right here
I
in Miami, right here in Miami where I live at, you got brothers trying to form blood gangs. Why? Because they love Lil Wayne. But they don't know Lil Wayne ain't no blood gang. He's a sucker.
Right, right.
He's being extorted by blood, and because he's paying the extortion money, they're saying you can claim blood. That nigga ain't no blood. He an industry nigga. That nigga been in the industry since he was 11 years old. What do you know about blood gang? What do you know about? Master Farad Muhammad is. Master Farad Muhammad, for He is the founder of the Nation of Islam, and he is who we believe is the Son of Man that the scriptures predicted would come in the last days. So now, these group of elite crackers, they know what time it is. They know that their time is up. They know that their world is on the decline. Now, who is set to rule next? Well, the original man is set to take his place back on the throne. But who is that? That's the young people. They're the future rulers of the world. So if the devil knows his time is up, then who is he going to go after to prolong his time on the earth? He's going to go after the future who are predicted to take it over. So they do just like how Satan does. They offer this wealth, this promise of wealth and fame and notoriety. You feel me? And shit, mm-hmm. We've been broke our whole time living in this country. So who don't want money? Who don't want fame? Who don't want notoriety, especially if you're an artist? So you're going to sell out. Let me tell you a story, man. When Too Short was first coming in the game, this is actual fact. Too Short wanted to rap conscious lyrics. The devils told him they want him to make the record that he made, and that after that they will let him do what he wants to do. So once he made what the devils wanted to make, they blew it up to the point where Too Short couldn't go back to do what he wanted to do. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's a divisive plan that our people, for the love of money, for the love of fame and notoriety, are falling victim to. And then when you get into the $20 million club, you start rubbing elbows with these elites. And once you rub elbows with them, well, see, then you find out that there's a lot of satanic worship going on. There's a lot of Irish Catholic teachings of Thelema. You know, there's a lot of these secret cults. And in order to get past that $20 million mark, they rub elbows with these crackers. They got to show that they're down with these crackers. And see, when they show that they're down, see, this is their world, man. They got the key. So they're not going to give you success unless you bow down to them and what they want. They got the keys. Any one of these niggas blowing up know that they sold out to blow up one way or another. See, because when you don't sell out, let me tell you what happens to you. See what's going on, what's happening to Cat Williams?
Yes,
see
sir.
What happened to Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
See, when you don't sell out, they take the move and initiative to destroy your life and your career because you're not bowing down. So you got a man like Cat Williams, they let him in the circle, and then he starts talking about what he's seeing in his comedy act, and he starts rebelling towards what they're trying to bring him into. So now they got to start slandering the man, trying to ruin his career. Same with Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle said, man, if this is what I got to do for that $50 million, man, you take that money back, I'm going to Africa. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
You feel me? But it takes principle and character to do that, and a lot of our artists do not have principle or character. They're weak. Both weak-minded punks, bitch niggas, straight up.
Hey, Prom, let me ask you a question. I got a question for you, real quick, man. Tony.
Yeah.
I need my man to drop your social networks. Can you tell them where they can find you at online right now, brother?
Yeah, I got my website up, lookingforproblem.com. That's lookingforproblem.com. You can like Problem 13 on Facebook. And you can follow Problem 13 on Twitter and on Instagram at This Is Problem 13.
Nice.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
I like the message
that.
Too, man. I like the knowledge. Thank
crazy
you. You got a track called Slaughterhouse. Can you tell me a little bit about that, brother, before we play it?
Oh man, I mean it's self-explanatory, man. This is the Slaughterhouse, and Problem 13 got the cleaver in his hand. Please welcome
hey,
to my
Slaughterhouse. Do me a favor, man. Give me a world premiere. Basically, gonna drop it for the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, and you're gonna drop it for me, brother. Give us a world premiere.
Yo, this is Problem 13, the Wolverine. I'm in the building with DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Check out the Slaughterhouse. It's a bloodshed. I hope you can see it.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Last name God, first name Black. Lyrics so sad you feel compelled to hit reverse playback. I disperse lame rap, go berserk, plain fat. Swinging my sword if you.
you don't wanna get hurt, stay back, stay back. I ain't a slave to a label, I love being free, being me. So I guess you never see me on TV. Receive a hip hop award on BET. Instead, see me at Savior's Day with the believers be. Tired of hearing rappers rapping about they got major cash. Cause all that money that you got ain't gonna save your ass. From the shock of the hour, homie, that's a fact. Yeah. You gon' regret every word in that crap you rap. Yeah. Truth is why you walking with a limp like you're cool. A lot of you are broke, getting pimped by a jewel. Modern day good fella, I'm Bobby De Niro.
That's right.
Elijah is the Don, Farrakhan is my hero.
Right.
The Fed said he watching me close, but I don't study them. Yeah. Looking for hypocrites in the mob so I can bloody them. Stomp him with my hard bottom Stacey's like I'm Joe Pesci. Catch him in the streets, cause in the monster captain won't let me.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
See me as I put your devil.
Welcome to my slaughter.
B13 is on another level.
Welcome to my slaughter.
My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
It's B13, you can't see me like an abstract photo. With your skinny jeans sagging, showing your ass crack, homo. Your jeans so tight, you must have small testicles. Skinny jeans ain't gangster, you're looking transsexual. And now I see Lil Wayne wearing leggings. Get him lipstick, a person, a tiara to fit his head in. Drake can flow, but he be acting too feminine.
That's right.
It ain't hard to tell Lil Wayne bending.
Who has been your favorite artist to work with and why?
Wayne is my favorite person to work with, though, because it's just, ooh, Lil Wayne, he's just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the love.
Too good.
Drake,
it's just
thank
too
you
good. Yeah.
So much.
Jay-Z is part of a satanic cult, very crazy. I guess Beyonce giving birth to Rosemary's baby. She needs to tell Sasha Fierce to sit her ass down. Rihanna's like a blunt that gets passed round. Nicki Minaj is of the greatest stylist, whacking in fact. Without the Botox injections, you probably flat in the back. Kind easy, all I can say is I'm disappointed. You let the devil turn you out, now you Satan's anointed. You used to be the MC that Jesus walked with. You used to talk truth in your raps, now you only talk shit.
Come on,
with Khalifa, I wanna take a bat and bust your brain. Cause you're misrepresenting with a muscle name. Even change the name or come right and exact is true. Black and yellow, I'm ready to beat you till you black and blue. I'm throwing stones while I'm living in a glass house. A law bulletproof my glass so it can't be smashed out. Smashed out, smashed out.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
See me as I put your devils.
Welcome to my slaughter.
B13 is on another level.
Welcome to my slaughter.
My tongue is like a butcher knife, I tell ya.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse. Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
All these fake garbage rappers gon' stay hating. I knock them out like Fight Night, but this ain't PlayStation. It's not a game, partner, I'm coming real with it. Problem 13 is on the scene, you gotta deal with it. Jesus, a satanic coast of interhuman sacrifice. I wonder what really happened with your nephew and Kathy White. Who's this dude, T13? He got hella nerve. I'm a Farrakhan disciple, I ain't never stirred. And I don't care about you putting me on some death list. Anyone mess with me, got to have a death wish. Your arms too short to box with God. I'm back by Allah, mighty God for all. So you better be careful, homie, what you decide to do with me. A wrong move and Beyonce will be doing your eulogy. This goes for Lil Wayne, little satanic gay self too. Step to me and you won't find a soul on earth to help you. Not cause of me, but the God that defends me. Will pay you back quick if you decide to come against me. Who got more power, your Lucifer or my Allah? Well, let's see, come against me, homie. Try to go.
Welcome to my slaughterhouse.
Problem13.net.
Woo! Y'all heard it. You heard it right here. That is the best song you got on your mix CD, brother. That song right there is a song to represent you. Problem 13 is a song to represent what you do. That is the song right there. That's why I played it the other night for the young lady, the movie producer, because that is a hardcore song, brother. Hey, Ill Will, I got a question for Ill Will. Ill Will, where you at, baby?
I'm right here.
Hey, Ill Will, I got a question for you. Be honest.
Yes, sir.
That song you just heard right there, was that not the song right there for Problem 13 to play?
It definitely describes what he's doing. It definitely describes his movement. It has a message.
Exactly.
It has a message.
You just gave the audience exactly what I was looking for, my brother. You gave them the variety, what was going on with that. You gave them the seed. You planted the seed. You noticed it. You grew it. You told them what it was. You told them. There's nothing nobody would have to do by listening to that song right there and tell this man wants to burn the industry down, because that's exactly what he wants to do. He doesn't want to build it back up. He doesn't want to change the game. He wants to burn that mother down and build it back up from scratch, if you dig what I'm saying. And Problem 13, I'm just glad to have you aboard right here. I'm glad to have you on the show,
I'm
man.
I'm glad to be here.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm not done talking, Problem 13. I'm not done talking. You are the Wolverine, man. You're the guy that I represent. You're the guy that I want to represent. So you are the guy that wouldn't be a problem to acknowledge you, to represent you, to do whatever you need, brother. So, you know, you are the man right now in the Muslim nation, and you're the man in the Christian nation, because you have a lot to offer and you got a lot to be put out there. And I want to help you out, brother. So basically, that's it.
Hey, Caesar.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Hey,
yes, sir.
Problem 13. Y'all got to excuse me, man. I'm out of breath right now, running from the damn feds. I think me and Problem 13 got something coming right here. This damn government is something else. They damn hypocritically selling goddamn alcohol and goddamn liquor stores, poisoning every damn body. And I can't sell my damn moonshine. Hell, they have messed up my damn barn. And they've been shooting at me all damn night.
Wow.
I don't understand this. I'm going to
tell you
later. I blasted that damn slaughterhouse song, damn it, and I told him, goddamn, get the hell off my goddamn property right now before I put a goddamn bullet in your temple.
Hey, Psalm 13, I got somebody on the phone right here that wants to holler at you, brother. Somebody we all know. I'm going to let her, your mic is open, man, so you can come on the phone line.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at her. Ms. Gidget, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, queen. What's really good?
You was really good, P13. How are you, my beloved brother?
I'm good. Everything is good.
I hear. Well, I see you blowing up the stage as always, and as always,
no.
We are
I'm
so honored to have you on DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. And I want to say assalamu alaikum and good evening to everyone on this show. I know it's been a minute since I've been here, but it's been a rough and rocky road, but I am still standing. So it's just good
That's
to be
right.
back amongst the family.
I'm glad you're here, Gidget. I need your help. I need 13's help, too. I need to take care of some damn problems with this damn government. I'm sure they damn trouble. I got 13 damn problems, and government is one of them.
Oh, really? What you need, sugar, is a rope.
Wow.
I got one
wow.
for you. I got one for
wow.
you. Got your name written all over it. I promise I do.
Hey, Kenny, we're not going to say stuff like that, because that's not right now. That's not right. You can't talk to my man Willie like that just because he's...
That's not right.
He's changing. He's changing.
Right. I understand that you love him like that, but we don't get down like that.
What
you love
I just got into it with the feds. I just got into it with the three-letter boys out there, and I just played Problem 13 Slaughterhouse. I told him to get the hell off my damn property right now.
Okay. Well, I don't think Problem 13 is somebody you want to meet. Not even in the daytime on a well lit street. Okay.
I'll tell you, I got nothing but respect for Problem 13. I got my 2 year old. He jamming that Problem 13 music right now. I bought it for him.
Oh Lord. Okay.
I hear you, brother. Problem 13, hey, man, like I said, I salute you, man. You're a great artist. You're a well-lit person, brother. You got a lot of knowledge. You got a lot of stuff you got to get off your chest, man. And I want to give you that ability to be able to take it off your chest. So we're going to get back to you, brother, because you are the truth,
like,
man.
If I get a chance, I would like to bless the show with a freestyle.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's get it.
Oh, right now? I coming back. We can do it right now. It's all good.
No, let's get it right now.
Do it right now. We don't have a problem with that 13. Go ahead and do your damn thing.
Right.
Do it.
All right, put your seatbelts on. Here you go. I spit lyrics endlessly. These rappers are foes opposed because they hoes getting pimped by the industry. And I don't listen to these lyrics that these sluts speak because they think of the Nicki Minaj's butt cheeks. Shut up, nigga. Even though I don't carry no weapons, not even a pen knife, I was a razor sharp in the gutter, nigga. What up, nigga? Don't make me gutter, nigga. Find another nigga to play with or get straight quick. Did I stutter, nigga? Never the aggressor, but I'm aggressive if you press me. So don't test me and make these devils come arrest me. I try to keep cool, pop my collar like I'm Fozzie. Addiction to nicotine and THC still haunts me. Islam is perfect, but Muslims far from it. Made war with the beast and still got scars from it. I wear pride like a badge of honor. Don't give a damn that Satan wants to terminate me like I'm Sarah Connor. My wife says you hostile, baby. I say, yeah, life's a bitch full of tricks and she don't play fair. It's easy to lose and hard to gain. That's my lieutenant. They'll tell you that I'm hard to tame. Is it the boss in me or the shabazz in me or the fact that I need to be audited? No matter how hard I rip or how ugly I get with the spit, you're guaranteed a beast to hear God in it. Modern day Nat Turner, now I'm free from slavery. I'm Django Unchained, but not sweet like Jamie. And Quentin Tarantino ain't give me the script, but I get any crackers to come and give me some lip. I give them the whip. I'm living this shit. This ain't a motion picture. This ain't a role. This a show. Better know I split ya. They say be mindful representing the nation. What if the leader don't appreciate the representation? To be honest, don't believe I'll ever meet him. To shake his hands, embrace him, tell him I love him, and give him the greetings. Maybe that's why I'm coming hard and demented. Like a child misbehaving to get his father's attention. Maybe that's what the problem is. They call me problem, kid. I ain't the brother that you want to have a problem with. I ain't the nigga that you want to have a squabble with. That's any gangster that I used to go robbing with. I was abused as a child. Abandoned by my mama, suffered mental trauma, mad drama, branded as a lost cause. Didn't feel love growing up. I was raised in these streets by real thugs throwing up on Hennessy. Smoking blunts heavily. Hold the gun steadily. Then blasting your brains. Watch your body hit the pavement. From the morgue to the grave, man. No mentor to save me. Just another victim of mental enslavement. No one cared for me. No one there for me. Lonely. On the road going nowhere, homie. Didn't see an end to the pain and strife. But heard a word from Father God and that changed my life. I'm not what I was nor what I'm gonna be. I'm still growing. Traded my cap for the Quran, but I'm still growing. Can't forget the streets. Haven't forgotten the pain. I got Islam in my heart and hip hop in my vein. It's over, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy.
Hey,
what you think about that fight,
though,
Tony?
That shit was fire right there, man. And shout out to Apollo 13, man. Son got a lot of energy, a lot of lyricism, you know what I'm saying? A lot of aggression, you know what I'm saying? You really sound like a problem, homie. I don't know if the world ready for all that. But, you know, shout out to
Apollo. No, they ain't ready for him. They ain't ready for him.
Because the blood is coming. You heard me?
Wow, that's what's up, man.
The flood of blood is coming.
Bing bong, bing bong.
Shout
out to Sister Kitty too, mommy. I see you over there, baby. God bless you, man. Love you.
I
want to thank everybody for the love too.
Sir.
Before we go on, you know, Bicycle Tony, thank you for the love. Sister Gidget,
I'm loving it.
Definitely you, Black Caesar. Even Mr. Hillbilly over there. You know, y'all, thank everybody for the love.
I'm going to tell you something. I got problems, but you ain't one of my problems, buddy. I want to get down with you somehow. You know what I'm saying? I know you don't drink, but I like to have a toast of my moonshine to you, buddy.
I'm making some plans right now to infiltrate some clan club. So I'm going to have you. I'm going to have you as my personal agent.
I got you, buddy. I'm done with you.
You know what I'm saying? And just bring back the intel so that I can handle my business.
I got the damn artillery for you, too.
I'm going to tell you something here, Billy. If you become a double agent, you're going to be the first one to get slaughtered.
Wow.
I tell you what, buddy. I ain't trying to get down with you like that problem, 13. I told you, I got problems, but 13 ain't one of them.
Hey, guys, check it out. The show is about nine minutes to end, so I just want everybody to make sure you tune in next week. Next week we're going to have actually what we did this week is I pushed the artist back towards the end of May, so we can get the Problem 13, Eel, DJ Eel, Will, and who else, Chandra, so we get them on the phone this week because we had problems last week, so hopefully we won't run into more problems, I hope. Willie, hey, thanks a lot, brother, for being on the show. Thanks for your comments for Problem 13, and thank you, Sister Gidget, for being on the show. We miss you. We haven't heard from you for ages, though. But, you know, it's all good, baby. I know you got stuff to do. I know you don't get no rest, so.
I love you all, though. I'm always right here.
It took Problem 13 to bring out of the woodwork.
I Problem 13. I'm going to tell you, Problem 13. I got a problem. I want you to take care of that problem for me. Your sister, Gidget, she's a lot of trouble.
Hey, that's my sister, man. Hey, let me tell you something. That's my sister. If she's trouble,
and
I'm double trouble.
I don't know why,
me?
Willie, you want to get on here and say that in front of Problem 13. Don't you know he will come and find you? Really?
Hey,
you on the suicide mission?
Hey, that's my new buddy right there. The moonshine bottle's pretty thick, right? The moonshine bottle, they pretty thick, right?
They're real thick, bro. I'm serious.
They're pretty thick. Yeah, I know it takes a couple of swings for them to bust.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Problem 13. We appreciate you, man. We also appreciate you getting it. What I was trying to say. Yeah. You guys just go check out that. Everybody needs to go check out Problem 13's website. What's that website again, Problem 13?
Lookingforproblem.com.
Lookingforproblem.com.
Hey, my 2-year-old. Hey, Caesar, my 2-year-old right there on the computer. My 2-year-old right now pulled it up. He listened to some music right now. That shit is
okay.
Above, I'm telling you. Caesar?
Yeah. Okay. That's cool, man. That's cool. So I know you're on the right channel because, when you go to it, you will pull up some music right away. So, hey, guys, check out my man, Problem 13. He will be coming to a town near you, so don't think he won't because he's about to get down. We're about to get down and do some big things with Problem 13. So, guys, be on the lookout for that with Black Caesar Records. We're about to get Problem 13 in his saddle, and we're about to leash him on to the rest of the world, guys. And also, we got some more Muslim cats that we're going to be working with also. So, Sagitti, can you give us a little background about some of the other cats that are going to be working with us?
Wow. We got Brother DeJuan, Brother Sham Lewis, Brother D. Akbar, Brother Lamont is going to be coming to the stage, and Inshallah, Sister Connie and Sister Nahanda, Akila from Houston, it's so many to name.
Wow.
Hey, don't forget about that now.
I can't hear everybody at one time. I can only hear one person at a time. I'm sorry.
Hey, you two or three people right there talking. Damn it, what the hell are you talking about? But I'm sorry, Gidget.
You keep on talking, I'm gonna break you down like a fraction. You understand me?
I understand what you're saying, Gidget. Hey, Caesar, you gonna let this woman talk to me like that?
I'm sorry.
Hey, 13, my new buddy right there. Anybody, you government out there, you're listening to me, 13. Me and 13 going to bring you to the damn business. You hear me? I'm going to bring some damn moonshine. You're going to bring that phone call. We're going to get on you.
Yeah, okay. Willie, hold on for a second. Let me let Gidget talk for a minute, man. Hold on one second, all right? Sister Gidget, can you break them down and let them know what we got going on the Nation Network?
Absolutely. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., right here, I'm going to be hosting Nation Building Presents The Naked Woman.
So it's called The Naked Woman.
Who will clothe her? And we're talking about the standards of beauty set by society or set by God.
Hey, I got a question for you. I'm sorry, I got to ask you the question. So it's the naked woman. Is there going to be a naked woman on the show tomorrow?
Well, since this is radio, you never know. Sometimes we might have to get naked just to get in the groove of things. I don't know. I'm not going to be naked, I tell you that much.
Okay.
Wow, really? Okay. Wow. No, seriously, no. And then on Friday, let me finish. Then on Friday, we have a study group with Minister James out of Tampa, Florida. So any of you who are interested in learning about Islam, you think Muslims are weird or something, or it's just you just curious, check us out Friday night, 8 o'clock right here. But study group, we are following the minister series, The Time of What Must Be Done. On Saturday, join us for Young, Gifted, and Black. That's where the Nation of Islam's hip-hop artists come together and share their music and their culture and their artistry. On Sunday, join us right here again, 6:30, for Economic Development with Brother Vernon, No Romance Without Finance. On Monday, join us for Conscious Black Nation, hosted by Brother Kareem out of St. Louis, Missouri. And we're talking about whatever's in the news, what's going on. So we'll get the weekend news, and we'll come up with a topic. On Tuesday, join us for Out on the Front Line with the Fruit of Islam, better known as the FOI, at 8 o'clock with Brother Jahan. And on Wednesday, we'll be right back here with DJ Black Caesar and friends. So
and that's damn
right.
Willie. And Willie, too. Don't forget my damn name.
What's your name?
Hey, my name is Willie.
Oh, you got a name, but you can't say it on radio. Okay.
I'll tell you what, if you ask Chief Plastic with my name is, she said my name is William.
What's your name?
Hey, Glass, are you still there?
Hey, Chief Plastic,
no, I'm looking at her.
Oh, you're looking at Chief Plastic?
She got a phone on mute. She don't have to turn off mute.
Hey, that's T plus.
Hey, you know what? Ill Will.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, Ill Will, we got something to bring to you, my man. How would you like to be a graphic music DJ?
A graphic music DJ?
A grain music DJ, and basically what that is we'll get you up here to all the new music that's going on from MP3 Wax. They'll send you all your music, and we have meetings once a month, and that's all you got to do. There's no payment, there's no money involved, at least right now there isn't, but we would like for you, even if there were, you wouldn't be paying, so we would like for you to be a grimy music DJ. I'm the CEO of the Grimy Music DJs. And Vice Pelloni is a boy also. That's my right-hand man, and I would like for you to be one also.
Listen, I'm with the movement.
Cool, that's what's up. So what we're going to do is MP3 Wax, they're going to sponsor us. They're going to buy us T-shirts with our names on them, with grimy music on the back of it, and MP3 Wax on one of the sleeves. And I just want you to know that because they're only going to do that with 20 DJs. So you're going to be one of the DJs that actually tell them that, yeah, you're aboard. So what I need for you to do is I need you to text me your email address and the size shirt that you will want so I can get on.
Okay. I definitely will do.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I say something right quick?
Yes, sir. You can. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, we got... Problem still in the building?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's still
in the building, homie. Problem still in the building.
Hey, Problem, man, I see, man. I hear you, man. You're going to make it a problem, man.
Praise be to Allah, homie. Praise be to Allah.
You're
going
to make it a problem,
sir.
But, you know, if Allah, you know what I'm saying?
Sir.
If it's in the will of Allah, it's going to be a problem.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. This dude is a problem already, man. Hey, Ill Will, I appreciate you, brother. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk later, Ill. I'll holler at you maybe tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow. But you guys, everybody else that was on the show, tonight. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Thank you for your hospitality. We appreciate it. Hey, and I want to say something to somebody special out there to me. I want to say assalamu alaikum to sister. Wow, man, I can't even think of my own sister's name, man. My wife, the wife-to-be, all right? Yeah, we got back together, and she's still my wife-to-be, so I want to say assalamu alaikum to her. You guys take care, be good, and we will check with you later. Thank you everybody for tuning in tonight to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, and thank you, Martha. We appreciate for you listening also, darling. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.
Yeah!